It wouldn't surprise me if there are people here who are asking themselves, why would God ask Abraham to kill his son and offer him in sacrifice? Why would this God of life make such a request to Abraham? Well, I don't know that we can fully answer the question, but there are some things I think that help us to understand that what was behind that just a little more. For one thing, it's important to know that child sacrifice was somewhat common in that time. There were various religious beliefs, worship of various false gods, that part of the worship was to take your child and to offer them in sacrifice. It seems repugnant to us, but that was the way these various religious groups would express their worship. And so for Abraham, the request probably wasn't at all foreign to him. It was a concept he knew of. Painful, yes, but foreign, no. The other part of that, this child was the child of the promise. It was the child through whom God said Abraham would have numerous descendants, as many as the stars in the sky and the sands on the seashore. And for him to be willing to offer that child in sacrifice was an absolute act of trust in this God of his. By being willing to do that, he was saying that somehow in ways I don't know and don't understand, this God is going to be faithful to the promise, and I trust that, I believe that, and I'm willing to do what he asked me to do. Now, of course, we know the end of the story. God did not finally ask him to do that, but stopped him at the last moment. Now I'd like to move over to the gospel reading. In the gospel reading today, we have Jesus taking three of his disciples, or apostles, Peter, James, and John, up this mountain. And suddenly, he is transfigured before them. His clothes, it says, become whiter than the white of snow. And he's seen conversing with Moses and Elijah. Now, Sister Rosemary wants me to tell you what they looked like. Sorry, sister, I just can't do that. But he was conversing with Moses and Elijah. What is this all about? Well, for one thing, what we have there is the glory that Jesus was to know after his resurrection and ascension was somehow being previewed. Those three apostles had a chance to see that glory before Jesus ascended to the Father. Why would that be? Well, it prepared them for what was to come. They were going to see Jesus abused, nailed to a cross, and die. Having seen that glory was just a little way to somehow give them hope and confidence and to prepare them to pass through that most difficult time. What does it mean for you and I? Because if it just has a meaning back then, it's not very relevant to our lives. Well, for us, it gives us an understanding of the glory that you and I will share if we are gathered into the kingdom of heaven in union with Christ Jesus. That glory that was his on that day will also be our glory. Now, how do I know that? Well, it's referred to a number of times in scriptures that we will share the glory of the risen Christ. And so that points out the hope that is ours. That if we can live with this Christ Jesus, if we can surrender our lives to him, if we can trust in him, what happened to him on that holy mountain will happen to each and every one of us. It is meant to give us hope when we pass through, at times, the discouraging moments of our lives. Those moments of our lives we wonder, is it worth it? I had another point, and I want to make sure I don't miss it. At the end of this reading this morning in the gospel, it talks about how Jesus must first suffer and die and rise. That's a very important theme, because always the resurrection for Jesus comes after the cross. After passing through that time of suffering, after that time of self-giving. Now, that was an important theme for him, but it's also an important theme for us. Because over and over again, St. Paul reminds us, if we are going to share in the glory of the risen Christ, we too must embrace the cross. We must embrace his self-giving. Now, how do we do that? Well, martyrdom is expected of some, but probably not for most of us. But there are other ways that we share in the self-giving of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who are married, just your gift of yourselves to your partner is a sharing in that self-giving which Jesus has done. Pope John Paul II expressed that so clearly. He talked about how the fact that your bodily expressions of love are manifestations of that total gift of yourself to your partner. In your parenting, you are pouring yourselves out for the sake of those children. You are giving yourselves to them. That becomes part of your imitating the self-giving of the Lord Jesus Christ. The way you sacrifice for those children. The way you give your time and your love and your care and your money. That's all part of that pouring yourself out, that self-giving. The way we care for the people around us, whether they be family or friends or just strangers we meet on the street. The way we give of ourselves. That all becomes part of that great self-giving that we are asked to do in union with Christ Jesus. And if we, like Jesus, can some way pour ourselves out, make of ourselves a gift to those around us in loving service to them, then we can share in the glory of the risen Christ. Let's face it, that's not easy. We don't give of ourselves easily. It is always a struggle to overcome our selfishness. Here at the table of the Eucharist, we can find the strength and the nourishment we need to imitate the Lord Jesus Christ in his gift of himself. Because here at this Eucharist, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We receive his very life, and that life is given to us to transform us. Of course, we must come to it wanting to be transformed, but that's the purpose of the Eucharist, to give us the life of the risen Jesus so that we can be remade in His image. And that self-giving love of His can become also manifested in the way you and I love one another. Abraham was called to give of himself in his willingness to follow the command of his God. Jesus gave of himself by his death on the cross. You and I are also asked to give of ourselves, to pour ourselves out in loving service so that we can share the glory of the risen Christ.